Lowe's early Black Friday deals are going fast. Don't miss up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. And with Christmas around the corner, you're gonna need more string lights, right? Save $4 on GE LED 100 count string lights, now just $5.98. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Monster husband. The many red flags she ignored. Faith met Greg at her father's church. He had a prison record she did not investigate. She took him for his word that he ended up in prison because he tried to stop his 7-month pregnant wife from hitting him during an argument. And she fell down the steps and died, along with the baby. They met at her father's church. Her father was the pastor, and her father took him in, hoping he can rehabilitate Greg. After Greg started coming to the house, he showed signs of anger. Her 10-year-old called her out on that. One day, he was trying to hang up blinds and curtains. He got mad at the curtain rod and start bending it and start cursing the curtain rod out and start throwing it all over the room. Her daughter asked, "Why is Greg so mad?" Her mother said, "Oh, people just react to different things different ways." Her daughter said, "He seems to be really mad. He's very angry and scary." Her mother just ignored that. He kept having strange anger episodes over the smallest things, and she kept making excuses for him, even though her daughter was the only one that did not like him or want to be around him. One day, the mother came home, and she smelled gas as soon as she walked in the door. She found out all of her gas burners on her stove were turned on. She went into the living room and saw Greg watching TV, just sitting there watching TV like he smelled nothing. She asked him, "Don't you smell that? Why are you sitting up here with the burners on?" He blamed it on her kids, but she emphatically told the kids not to touch the gas burners. And why were all of the burners on? He finally admitted that he turned the burners on because he wanted to end it all. She ignored that too. He wanted to end it all. I would have been out that same hour. That same, walked upstairs, got my kids, and went out. He gave her many signs that she ignored. By this time, they had one kid together. She already had two kids, a boy and a girl. And she knew something was wrong, but she still didn't take the time to investigate. After several bouts of anger, she finally left, but she found out she was pregnant again. Now, this is her second time going back to him because she was pregnant. So, after the second time going back to him, he was good for a while. He was helping her fix the kids' lunches and all that above. Until during the bonding of fixing the kids' lunches, she went out into the living room to do something, to get something. She came back, and he had a totally different attitude. Weird. He was mad. But he couldn't tell her what he was mad at. So, after that episode, and a few more episodes, she decided to leave him for good. So she left him for good. The third time. She moved out with her kids, got their own apartment. She actually moved out while he was at work. Can't remember how he found out where she lived, but he called her, sweet talked to her into coming back. And she's like, oh, he's going to change. I can tell he's going to change this time because he was really hurt. We moved out, and I believe this is the third time, and I'm going to give him this one last chance to prove me right, because she wanted to stay with her husband. Oh, I forgot to tell you, they were married. They got married real quickly after they met. So the third time was when she really found out how he was. So one day they were just watching TV. The wife was in the bed, I think reading a book. He got really angry and loud, and he started calling her name. Faith! 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 Come in the living room! Come in the living room! She went in there. He had a gun, held it to her teenage boy's head, told her teenage son to tie her up with a zip tie. Then Greg tied the teenage son up with a zip tie. The bad time, her daughter came in the room, and she sat down on the couch, and Greg tied her up too. He led them all in the basement, and he made them lie on the floor. Now, before this, they went on vacation. The third time she came back to him, they went on vacation, just her, him, and the two little kids, his little girls. The oldest ones were somewhere doing something else, maybe with their father. So he was like, this is nice. It should be like this all the time. Just the four of us. She said, what about my kids? She's like, you want me just send them away somewhere? He's like, this would be nice. Just the four of us. That's all I'm saying. So that was another major red flag that she ignored. So while they were in the basement, he was fussing at them, and he told his wife he doesn't want his daughters being raised by any of her family, just his family. And he was cursing out her daughter because she was the main one that didn't like him. She was the main one that were influencing his daughters because she knew it was something wrong with him. So they were quiet. Everything was quiet for a while. And then the mother heard two shots. He shot her daughter in the head twice. Then he shot her son. Her son said, ouch. And then she heard nothing else. Her two kids died on the spot. Her daughter bled out in front of her face. Like, terrible. He shot his wife in the foot. He missed the first time, so he shot her in the foot again. Then he took a box cutter and cut her cheek from side to side. He wanted her to live because he wanted her to suffer, just like she made him suffer. I'm not sure how she made him suffer, but he was angry and he wanted to punish his wife. So he went upstairs. His two little girls were sleeping. He turned on the car, put a hose in the car, brought the little girls out one by one, laid them in the back seat, and they died of carbon monoxide poisoning. He called the police. The wife heard him call the police. He said, "I just killed my wife and her two kids. I know I'm going away for life. Come and get me." So when the wife woke up in the hospital after a couple of days, she thought her two daughters were still alive, her two youngest. But she found out from her father that her husband killed their two daughters as well. And she found out that her dad knew why he was in jail in the first place. Her dad told his daughter, he allowed her to get married, he allowed her to have kids with this man, and he knew all this stuff about him. But when his daughter was recovering in the hospital, he told her that Greg stabbed his ex-wife in his stomach several times when she was 7 months pregnant. Now, how he got out of jail, I'm not sure. It must have been some rehab program, because her dad told the prison system that if Greg was to be released again, he would welcome him in his church again, because he thinks that he has remorse and he thinks he can be rehabilitated. Wow. Wow. His daughter couldn't believe it. So she cut all ties with her dad. But I don't understand how he can keep that from his daughter. Like a strange man, he would let a strange man do all that to his daughter. He would not tell his daughter to beware, not to talk to him. And yet, he would still take him in his church after he killed his grandkids? That's wild. And this is a true story. So, beware of who you date. Especially if someone's been in prison, you need to investigate. Look on the local websites, the county websites. Free information. If need be, hire a private investigator before you let some strange man come into your house because he's cute and you think he turned his life around and barely knew him from a can of paint. I just couldn't get over the story. But be careful out there, ladies. It's a lot of sickos out there. A lot of sickos. And the bottom line is that her husband never did want kids. Until next time.